Welcome into Checkpoint AFK on B-Pod Studios, the place to be for podcast discovery. This is Checkpoint XP's lifestyle show from cosplay to consoles. We cover everything you care about when you're away from your keyboard. Welcome into episode 125.
That's so many episodes.
I know, right? We've been doing this forever. We're going to talk about today the possibility that Knights of the Old Republic, there it is, there's your mic, that Knights of the Old Republic might be coming back.
Yes!
I am also quite excited.
That's a big deal.
We literally just got DMs after tweeting that we were going live on Twitch at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Somebody's like, KOTOR remake, please let me know.
Well, then you're going to be happy with today's episode.
You're going to be
we're going to be talking all about Star Wars and Knights of the Old Republic, and how high should people's hopes get for a remake?
KOTOR.
It's hard to say that. Wait, are you trying to like summon it? Like, what are you what are you doing?
If you say it three times fast, it's like a Pazuzu.
Okay. If I say it five times in the mirror, it'll come behind me and stab me.
If you say it three times, EA shows up and gives you the game along with a bill.
By the way, the only acceptable way to say Pazuzu is like Dr. Farnsworth in Futurama. Pazuzu! I love that episode.
What a weird situation that led to them uttering Pazuzu on their show.
Oh, they scream it for about 5 minutes solid.
Yeah.
It's great. Anyway, welcome to Checkpoint AFK.
Great job.
So we're going to talk about Knights of the Old Republic here in just a moment. But first, we like to read Apple Podcast reviews here on the show.
Okay.
So, fingers crossed. Favorite part of the show.
Do we have one? That's the important part.
No, they've had 2 weeks to get one.
I didn't think so.
No, we don't have one.
I didn't think we did.
We have two.
Oh! Yay!
I'll take two.
Do we spoil both of them?
They had 2 weeks to get them to us, so that's good.
Actually,
I guess.
It was 1 week. So yeah. Wonderful.
So my question is, do you want the one from the person that we know that is lengthy? Or do you want the one from the person, I don't know if we know this person, but it's very short?
Well
we're on
like
a bit of a time crunch today.
So let's go with the short one?
Yeah, we'll go with the short one.
All right. So this review comes to us from Steve OK Cape Cod. I don't know what that username means.
I'm into it.
OK Cape Cod.
But it's like he said, okay, my name is Steve. Okay, you got me. It's actually Cape Cod.
Yeah, what's going on there?
I'm just going to believe that this is...
from Cape Cod.
From the entirety of Cape Cod.
Oh, okay.
It's the only thing I can believe.
Massachusetts showing up here.
Right. Yep. Anyway.
What does he say?
Steve, who, by the way, titles his five-star review...
Five stars, obviously.
Steve...
He titled it with his fake name?
With his own name. Well, with his real or fake name, we're not sure which.
I think his fake name.
So Steve OK Cape Cod says, this show is awesome. That is all. Live long and prosper.
Oh, okay. We'll have to talk Star Trek
next
week.
So he's a Star Trek fan.
Yeah.
So this may not be the episode for Steve OK Cape Cod.
Did we talk about Star Trek on the show at any point?
I don't think we ever have.
I don't think so.
Not in depth.
We can talk about Picard.
Weirdbeard hates Star Trek.
I just
what?
Sorry, man. Like Galaxy Quest is about the pinnacle of Star Trek that I'll get into.
You like parody Star Trek?
Yes, but not actual Star Trek.
Nah, you bugging.
So let me get this straight.
TNG is dope. TNG is great.
So when you see Star Trek, what comes to mind for you is if only Tim Allen was in this?
Yes. Yes.
What?
If you would have replaced Picard with Tim Allen.
We are going to fight. You monster. What? I grant you that
we do know that there'd be a lot more cocaine involved.
I just feel like the outcome would have been one of the Lost in Space reboots. Like, we've already had it.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Like, that's as close as we're ever going to get to that.
We're going
to
see that guy get eaten by spiders again. That was weird.
I don't remember. I never even watched it.
Oh, it was in one of the movies. And it was
weird.
Yeah, the guy gets
eaten
by spiders.
How many times have they remade Lost in Space? It's probably been at least three times
They've
now.
Done a movie, I think, and two different TV shows about
two
it.
Two TV shows. The only one I remember is Freddie Prinze Jr. was in one of them. And I remember, going, like, I am absolutely under no circumstances seeing that movie.
Why was Freddie Prinze Jr. famous?
He's a junior.
He was good in Rebels, I guess.
No, he was he's a junior.
What was he in? Hang on.
A much funnier
what
person.
What was he in Rebels?
Isn't he Kanan?
Is he really?
I think he's
Kanan. No, he does a lot of voice work.
I mean, I believe it. I just had no idea.
No, he does a ton of voice work.
I'm usually pretty up on looking up voice actors if I think they've done a good job.
It is the fourth result on Google, Freddie Prinze Jr. Star Wars.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's Kanan Jarrus.
Wow. Mm-hmm. He rules as Kanan.
He's so awesome.
No, he's legitimately very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you're enjoying our Star Wars talk, guess what?
More.
Got an entire show for you.
Yeah.
That's coming up here on Checkpoint AFK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Welcome back to Checkpoint AFK. Today, we're talking about the rumor, and I want to be clear that it's a correct. Am I right about this?
This is a 100% rumor.
Here, I have this. I will preface it.
Okay.
It is from a guy who is part of the development team. Okay. But he says, and he states this beforehand, these are the same rumors that they were experiencing within the company around 2015. So it's stronger now because it seems like EA has more of a push to be able to do this, but it is not like a confirmed hard code. We're just waiting for a date.
And also, this was picked up by all of the news, the gaming news.
Yeah,
outlets.
I've just been seeing the headline.
The headline's been everywhere.
Yeah.
IGN has reported on this, and they said EA is looking to, quote, integrate elements from the first two games in order to bring certain things into the current Star Wars canon.
Yeah.
Unquote.
Okay, wait a minute. That kind of concerns me because that doesn't specify that there's a game here or that it's, I mean, like just taking certain things and making sure they fit into the canon, that could manifest itself in a variety of ways.
You have to remember, though, that they actually, it's already been semi-confirmed into the canon thanks to a Rise of Skywalker Easter egg where they actually listed, or the official Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker visual dictionary revealed that one of the legions of Palpatine Sith troopers was the third, the Revan Legion.
Yes, I mean, a couple things. Like, there's the Revan Legion, and also I think one of the ones from the future, which is a weird call.
The future.
But yeah, so this also follows up on some of the things that we've been hearing that since the success of Jedi Fallen Order, some of the games that were kind of in production limbo have now started getting the green light. Now that kind of EA has shown, like, you can make a game.
Oh, we know how to make video games again all of a sudden.
If you don't screw it up. So now it sounds like some of the games that have been maybe being on hold are starting to get that green light to move forward.
Weird that it was Jedi Fallen Order that did it and not the two Battlefront games that came before it. Because, listen, okay, now, go back 15 years in your own head and tell that little kid inside yourself, right?
Yeah.
That someday they're going to make a new Battlefront 1 and 2.
Oh my God, I'd lose my mind.
You'd lose your shit.
I'd be so happy. I was a huge Battlefront 2 geek. I played
everybody else played it.
Yeah.
A quick little break of in our Twitch comments right now. We had Von Slam Stone. I can't speak. Subscribed with Twitch Prime for 4 months. And Axel Hoshi also was already shouting me out for my weird beard. So I appreciate it. Thank you very much for tuning in live with us.
Yeah. Yes, that is Weird Beard. But the thing is that I agree with you. Nay, if you'd have told me Battlefront would get like this huge, you know, reboot, you know, next gen 3D sound, 4K, all this type of stuff, I would have been like, yo, that is the recipe
yes,
for one of the I'm best in. Games ever made. And what we got was a pile of dookie with a bunch of loot boxes on top of it. And
it was mostly the loot boxes.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the game was solid.
The game was competent.
It was solid.
What we got of it.
Yeah, it was solid. But when I hear about KOTOR being reproduced in any way, shape, or form, I get worried. Because I'm not sure if they could recreate the fucking weirdness that is KOTOR.
I mean, here's...
KOTOR's weird,
it's,
bro.
It's super weird, but it also stands like a game from when that was released to today would never have those same game mechanics, right? It's the same as, like, RPGs.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy is a shade of its former self. It's no longer turn-based, all kinds of shit like that. So, like, how does a new age KOTOR
now,
feel?
Now, if you gave me KOTOR... with even a smattering of how Fallen Order plays, I'm fucking in.
Well, I think a new age KOTOR would have to feel an awful lot like a late stage Mass Effect or a Fallout game. Like,
so,
I can see it feeling
like a Mass Effect game.
See,
sure.
Now that's another scary. That's another question though. You know, BioWare has been kind of laid on its ass in the last couple of years. Do you get BioWare to resurrect the ashes of KOTOR?
I don't think you can get this BioWare.
But if you think about it, who better would you have inside of EA?
Who better? Old BioWare. But you don't have old BioWare anymore. So you have to think of some other studio, some other group, some other development team that could show it some love. Because going the BioWare direction is simply not going
to
work.
You could give it to the team that's working on The Old Republic. That's a possibility. And say, hey, now you don't have to worry about actually making it make sense for tens of thousands of people to play together.
I mean, I think that would probably be pretty welcomed. I mean, The Old Republic,
I would love that.
For people who played it, generally liked it.
I liked it fine until it went down in flames. I mean, it was great until you finished the story, which, by the way, if that's not the story of BioWare's life, I don't know what is.
Yeah,
it was good. If they said, we're going to let the Old Republic team work on it, I'd be good with that. If they said, we're giving it to the Anthem team, I'd be a little more hesitant.
Bro, why is there still an Anthem team?
There really isn't. Have you seen what's happened to that
team?
Exactly.
So there shouldn't be an Anthem team. But I agree with you. I think Old Republic is a good way to put it for it. It's a team that's already working together. It's a team that already made a game together. And they will already have a source material to work
okay,
from.
Okay, well, here's a question. If because Nate brought this up. If it's not a video game and it's a movie.
Please no.
Who are they casting? Who do you get to any of this team?
Because absolutely,
it's got to be. It would have to be. If they did a movie, it would have to be an animated movie. It would have to be like CG animated. Yeah, To make that translate in some way, I think you'd have to go the Advent Children route.
But the thing is they're talking about something that's in development in the realm of games. They're even going to, as a report from Cinelinx, I'm not sure if they're like a real thing. I will cite them. Whoever they talked to in the development team is saying it's not so much as a quote-unquote remake, but a sequel of sorts.
Is it going to be KOTOR 3 or is it going to be KOTOR?
So it is a game.
But what would you want more? Would you want a continuation of KOTOR or would you want the two games kind of condensed into something a little bit more... not palatable, but a little bit more easily consumable?
Coherent?
I think it's got to be a remake.
I agree.
I saw what happened to the KOTOR storyline in The Old Republic, and it doesn't end great. We had the writer's strike that nerfed KOTOR 2.
It got
destroyed. You let Drew Karp-Sharon write it, who openly hates the Force, and you let him write a big story
about
the Jedi. Exactly. Drew, I love you, man. I wish you could have finished Mass Effect, but no.
I think you take the best parts of KOTOR 1, you tell the later two-thirds of that story, because the beginning of KOTOR I don't really care for. So you tell the last two-thirds of that, and you finish KOTOR 2. You mash that together into a remake, and I think you have a really good game.
That's I think you make KOTOR 1 and 2 one game.
Yeah.
I think that's the route.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Because, honestly, the end of the very first Knights of the Old Republic fell apart for me. Like, you wind up on a magic planet where things just, you know what I mean? Like, it's all happenstance and whatnot. And it was a total blur in my mind.
I think that's the end of KOTOR 2.
That's KOTOR 2.
But see what I mean? Like, I can't even tell you. Like, I don't, it felt like you hit the wall and it just.
I was about to say, because the end of KOTOR 1 was great.
Yeah, you end up
the Starforge? Is it Starforge?
Starforge, yeah.
The Starforge.
But still.
And then, like, Bastila has to go into battle meditation and all this crazy cool
I just
stuff.
Feel like...
Like, it's great.
Knights of the Old Republic had a lot of really solid elements.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, like, as a whole, you know, to stand on its own two legs, it's not going to be able to. It doesn't... As much as people like it, you know?
Oh,
like,
yeah. No, it in the modern era, like, first of all, that game would, like, translate into, like, an 8-hour game today. So that's not going to fly.
I disagree. I think if you remade it, it would be a great modern gen game, to be perfectly honest.
Again, like you said, they throw it into the Jedi Fallen Order engine and build it out of that. I'm in.
Yeah.
In a
would
heartbeat.
Would you want the same development team behind Jedi Fallen Order? Would you trust them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think so?
I enjoyed Jedi Fallen Order.
So buggy, though. It was.
So was KOTOR. It fits perfectly.
Exactly. What are you talking about?
I mean, the thing is, here's what I wouldn't want. I wouldn't want those writers. That's what I wouldn't want. I wouldn't want the writers from Fallen Order, because every time I have to hear people talk to each other, I want to, like, jump off a building. I hate everything about the story of Fallen Order because it's dumb.
Really?
But I love playing it. Hmm. Playing it is great. It's just Dark Souls for Star Wars. So they could have stripped out all the story and gave me random
Jedi. Well, you left that out of your review, Joe.
I did not. It was on the first paragraph of my review, actually.
No, I didn't read your review. It's okay.
Wow, okay.
So if you took that gameplay style, you put all of the great stuff about the writing and the story from KOTOR, I think you have a great fucking game. Great game.
Interesting.
I mean, one thing that they would have the advantage of, even if they kept the writing team, is it's so much easier to write a story in the Old Republic era than it is to write when they chose to do Jedi Fallen Order. You write for that period of time, you are bound by the fact that if they do anything super important, why haven't we heard about it before?
Right. Yeah.
You can do anything you want in the Old Republic era. What's it matter?
No, it's true. It's too far away to matter to anyone.
Exactly.
I mean, am I crazy, or am I misremembering rumors of a series based on KOTOR that I heard a couple of years ago?
There's a gang of rumors about everything.
Like, they're talking about a movie trilogy set in there right
Yeah,
now.
That's... Okay, all right, cool. I'm not crazy. I'm just wondering if I was misremembering.
I've heard both a movie trilogy rumor and a silver screen rumor, so I've heard a TV rumor as well.
Interesting. Yeah.
So, and frankly... Either are fine. If they wanted to do a trilogy in the KOTOR era, go for it. I'd be thrilled.
We are currently being raided by Stephless. Thank you for joining us live on twitch.tv/checkpointxp.
We appreciate that raid.
Yeah.
Everybody who's a regular in this boy, hit them with a what up, though. Y'all know the drill.
We're talking a lot about KOTOR being remade. Is this the Star Wars product that needs to be remade? Is this the one that really, truly has to... Like,
there's a lot that could use a remake at this point.
Here's what I want. You do KOTOR first, got you. I need a new Rogue Squadron game.
Okay.
Rogue Squadron.
That's
period.
The one. Like, Rogue Squadron is so... Like, every time I have to see one of those stupid videos of someone who's remade a level from Rogue Squadron in Unreal Engine 4,
yep.
And I just have to sit there crying and going, I would pay $60 for this game now.
Mm-hmm.
I need that game to get remade.
I was always a big fan of Dark Forces. I wanted to see a remake, I think I'd want to see something like Dark Forces that kind of skirts you a little bit away from the Jedi stories.
Or frankly, any of the games with Kyle Katarn in it. Do it.
I'll take that
whole trilogy remade.
Yeah.
You know what? That's the issue with us not having a good Star Wars game in like 15 years, is now everything is due for a remake.
Yeah, but the problem is that I still feel like the Jedi Outcast games are good enough and recent enough to where, like, I could play those still.
Yeah, it's sort of like the Force Unleashed. We don't need to remake those.
Yeah.
Force Unleashed.
Well, I mean, but he said good Star Wars games. But anyway, but the thing
the first Force Unleashed was fine.
It was okay.
The second one was pretty awful.
If you wanted a power trip fantasy, that was the Star Wars game.
That's all it was. Yeah. Oh yeah, some guy just pulls a Star Destroyer out of the sky. And nobody says shit about it for the rest of the Star Wars series. That is the dumbest game ever.
No, the dumb part is when Vader's like, you know who I need to bring back to life. That guy who killed me last time, or tried to kill me last time. That sounds like a plan.
It's so stupid.
To be fair, though, when has Vader ever really had a good plan?
Outside of...
Never.
He's really bad at that shit.
Not good.
Never.
He'll get an idea, get halfway through it, lose the high ground, and then there you go.
He just gets fucked up a lot. Like
he does.
He's straight for somebody that's supposed to be as scary as Darth Vader.
He's a half a guy.
He gets fucked up.
He's a half a guy.
That's the importance of things like Rebels and Rogue One that show like, hey, there was a reason that people were freaking terrified of this guy. Like, because for the better part of, like, seeing, like, stuff in the EU, for the better part of, like, 10 years, we were just kind of left to wonder, like, why are we supposed to worry about this
guy?
Darth Vader was
clown shoes in the EU, bro. Like, all the crazy pseudo-magical foolishness that they had Darth Vader doing
they
in
had
the
to
comic
explain
books
with,
and all
like,
that.
Ancient Jedi, yep. like, you know, like, oh, he's got a jewel in his gauntlet. Yeah, stop it. No.
It's dumb.
He has crazy force abilities. End of story.
Yeah. But the thing with Darth Vader you're right. He doesn't have good ideas. But the thing is, back to KOTOR, and the most important part about KOTOR is it doesn't have Darth Vader. And I think that's the best part about it.
It's got Darth Revan.
But here's the thing. Do you think that, like, if they remake KOTOR, do you see any signs of, like, is it before or after where we currently just ended in the movie series, right?
That's way before.
I know, but I'm saying, like, there's not for me. I don't see any way that they don't try to tie it back.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Like if they just spent the goo gobs of money onto launching this whole trilogy and everything and wrapping it up, where are they squeezing the stone at this point?
So you're saying that they're gonna try to retcon some stuff and squeeze it in squeeze in a tie-in somewhere?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean. Would they really be doing their job if they weren't trying to do that?
Right.
It's Disney, after all. They need more connected universes to bilk to infinity. Marvel's not enough. We need more connected universes.
You make so much money that way.
Honestly, there is. If you give nerds things and facts to fill Wikipedias up with, you will make money until the end of time. Speaking of which, you can fill up our own Wikipedia page if you want to. I don't think we have one.
Well, we should.
We should. By now, you would think. Stupid listeners. Anyway, I'm just kidding, guys. We're going to be right back with more Checkpoint AFK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Back to Checkpoint AFK, B-Pod Studios and Checkpoint XP's lifestyle show. You can find more over at our website, checkpointxp.com. Talking about Knights of the Old Republic. Will it get remade? But, another little piece of Star Wars news that we got recently was that the Obi-Wan Kenobi series that is supposedly coming to Disney Plus has been delayed or shelved?
It has been delayed indefinitely.
It's been shelved.
The production on the Obi-Wan TV show, the crew that was assembled at Pinewood Studios in England has been sent home. There is no indication that they will be back anytime soon.
Yeah. How do you react to that as like an employee if your boss comes in and just like, you know what, go home and I'll call you when I want you to come back at some point?
I would be incredibly frustrated, honestly, because I, you know, first of all, this is we're talking about the largest media company in the world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they don't have their act together. Secondly, The Mandalorian was a huge hit.
Yes. Thanks to Jon Favreau.
I mean, an overwhelming success. And while people may be split on Rise of Skywalker, I hardly think it was so bad that it damaged the brand.
Yeah, and all the rumors that we're hearing is that basically Kathleen Kennedy and the higher-ups did not like the scripts for the show and are having it rewritten. So
what does that mean? Like, what, like, if you're not happy with the scripts, does that mean that it was objectively bad, that anyone who would have seen it at first, like, we're talking Inhumans level bad.
There is context for this having happened once before in recent Star Wars history.
Is that right?
The last time this almost exact thing happened was Rogue One, where they were not happy with the scripts and had it rewritten.
Yeah. Interesting. That ended very well. Yeah.
It did end very well. But I think, Nate, that what you're talking about when it comes to the Rise of Skywalker, I think it has damaged the brand quite a bit. Maybe not necessarily in terms of the TV shows, but I think people have... This is the lowest faith I've ever seen in Star Wars products.
Did you not live through the prequel movies?
I did. And people were still excited as fuck when Revenge of the Sith came out. And they still filled up theaters and people still saw it 3 and 4 and 5 times. This is the lowest morale I've seen from Star Wars fans ever.
Now, lived through the Phantom Menace release. I saw that day one.
I was there.
This does not even compare to the level of clownery that happened on the first two movies.
This is way worse.
Toxic fan base
versus
everyone on the planet going, this is fucking
foolish.
Here's
the point, though. But the point and the difference is back then people did not have social media like they have now. And so if the Obi-Wan show comes out and it's trash or it even has even the smidget of a lackluster script or development, I will tell you now this show will be eviscerated and it will have no chance. And people will leave Disney Plus even faster than they left it when the Mandalorian season was over, okay? So the thing is they know how much money is on the table. They know what's going on with this series and they know they have to get this right. They have to.
So to give a little context on this, all right, so this is an Obi-Wan show that was supposed to be coming out on Disney Plus. When was it originally supposed to be coming out?
We've never had a solid
date. Nothing like that on Disney Plus. This was the next Star Wars product that was supposed to be coming out now that The Mandalorian has ended.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this is a much bigger deal, not just for like the cancellation of a show, right? It shows that Disney has no idea, A, what the fuck they're doing with Disney Plus, right? They essentially took all their shit off streaming stuff, and now they don't even know, we have this thing. What do we do?
We have our own. Now what?
Yeah, what do we do?
But also for Star Wars as a whole, they've ended this trilogy. They made a whole deal. The marketing campaign for the movie that just came out was like, be a part of the conclusion of a story that spanned 50 million years. Like, what do you do with Star Wars now? Like, as a product, as a brand, do you do anything with
it? But I agree with you. And I think not having that in place has become more evident based on how they're treating the new shows. Because The Mandalorian, I think, I don't want to call it a flash in the pan, but I think people expected one thing and got something better. Like, I think people expected it to be...
That's the Dave Filoni special.
No, legit, though. You're right. You're right. But I think people expected it to be very new trilogy, very flashy, and what they
got, kitschy,
and what they got was a slow-paced Western.
Yeah.
And people were like, holy shit, this is amazing.
Holy shit.
Right? But I think after that,
it was basically the same thing that led people to think that Star Wars was amazing the first go round.
Correct.
Because they were like,
I was going to get Flash
Gordon. Flash Gordon, and I got Samurais in space.
Yes.
Yes.
Samurai.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's a Kurosawa film in space. That's literally what it's Hidden Fortress in space.
Yes, exactly. So you have all that, but now that series is over, now that mainline thing is over, of course you have all this ancillary content that you could go to, but that shit's got to be planned out 15, 20 years in advance. After the original trilogy ended and George said, at some point, I'll probably make some more movies, I'll tell what happened before. And then he just made the shit up. He didn't sit back and plan it, and that's why episode one is the shit show that it is. And episode two is even worse.
Well,
because
to hear
he
him
made
tell
it all up.
He had 12 movies ready to go.
No,
from
he
the
didn't.
Start. That's
no,
how he
we
would
fucking
tell it.
Didn't.
He didn't. He for sure didn't. Here was the problem with the prequel trilogy. There was no one. And I mean no one, because if you go back and you watch the behind the scenes on those prequel movies, you can tell there is literally not one person on that set that would go, hey, George, that's a really fucking dumb idea.
There was no one who was empowered to say, George, no, no, come on.
Guess what was there in the original trilogy?
Lawrence Kasdan.
But not just that, but I mean, even the actors would go, George, this is really stupid. What does this mean?
More Jar Jar Binks. Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
And that's the thing, is that you needed a counterbalance to George, and you didn't have any of that on the prequel trilogy. Mm-hmm. Now, what we have is a trilogy devoid of George.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know that it's necessarily better. I personally, you take the three movies, the three new movies, and you line them up with the three prequels. I'm sorry, 2 out of 3 out of the new ones were good. 2 out of 3 out of the prequels were total dumpster fires. So it kind of balances out.
Those six movies, there is a decent trilogy in there.
Somewhere, yes, exactly. You'll find some decent stuff. But the thing is I got to give it to the new trilogy, because at least they had two serviceable films.
It did, and it had at least the wherewithal to say, hey, maybe they need two takes, George. Maybe they need two takes to get an awkward love scene to work right.
Let's just do it. You know, let's just do another shot. But
I hate sand. It's coarse and it gets everywhere.
By the way, you haven't seen it. Yeah, never mind. I don't want to spoil it.
No, but you know, I agree that there is something missing by not having George involved. But I also think that JJ, like, spent so much time, like, sucking at the teat of Lucasfilms and really I gotta recreate the feeling.
JJ Abrams has made a career out of convincing people that he's a decent director when he has not done anything since Alias, which is, by the way, Jerry Bruckheimer. Right. And everybody thinks that it's still, like, because he was involved in it.
I agree with this.
I don't disagree. JJ Abrams is hot garbage. And the fact that Rian Johnson hasn't been able to, like, honestly, that was the only interesting creative decision in the Star Wars universe outside of...
What, The Last Jedi?
Yes.
Yes.
Was I agree.
Because he had the balls to do something different.
Yes.
Flat out. And you know, now that's over, there's no more Rian Johnsons. Now that everybody saw what the reaction from The Last Jedi is, everybody's going to sit back and take the Kathleen Kennedy approach, which is, we will stop the fuck out of this whole show.
Shut it down.
And shut this shit down before we let The Last Jedi happen again. And I think
that's a really short-sighted way to go about it.
Of course it's short-sighted, but it's exactly what's happening, and it's what will happen with every Star Wars production heretofore.
We've only got about 5 minutes left in the show, but I do want to mention that I don't know that Star Wars really is a success. Like, it is successful, but I don't know long term whether or not Star Wars as a brand is successful as a mainstream brand. Because here's the thing, it's got to go away for a while. Like, there are, of course, those diehards that kept the EU alive because they're crazy and need to know what Yoda and Yaddle's race is. Mm-hmm. I don't need to know that. Most average consumers of the Star Wars franchise don't need to understand any of that goddamn garbage. They just go, oh, hey, why is Kraken robots and samurais in space? This is cool. It needs to go away, because if you don't go away, how the fuck can I miss you?
It's the same reason that the new Lord of the Rings show that's being produced, if that had been made right after the movies came out,
it would have been like The Hobbit was. Yes! The Hobbit was even made too close to the trilogy. Yes.
And now if this show comes out and it's even remotely good, people will lose their collective fucking minds. Straight up.
Listen, I'm ready for Tolkien.
I'm ready.
It's been long enough since the Hobbit movies that I wasn't really that into in the first place, but it's been long enough since Return of the King for sure to get me back into some swords and boards, man.
And this is really boards.
And Game of Thrones scratched that itch for a little bit, but then it didn't.
I was cool with it because it was politics and swords, and then the politics went away and it became shooty fire dragon titties. And it was like, it is what it is. But I agree. I think Star Wars needs to go away for a while. I think people need to chill out on it. I think if we get some video games, that's fine. Yep. I think it's totally okay to do video games.
Kind of the perfect medium for Star Wars for a while.
The comics and the graphic novels, those are great. Keep doing them. That's the thing. This is where Disney becomes almost a victim of its own success. Yeah. By the fact that every movie they make makes $1 billion, of course they're going to keep making them. I don't know if about you, but I measure my success in billions of dollars earned. Absolutely.
Alexei, in our Twitch chat, rather, over at twitch.tv/checkpointxp, asking about the Lord of the Rings show. Guess it'll follow the books. And it actually is going to follow the Silmarillion.
Yeah, you're going to hear a lot about shiny trees in the island of Numenor. So prepare yourself.
There's a lot of history of elves. That's going to be the first part of it.
A lot of elves.
There's if you take the book, this much of it is devoted to elves, and then this much of it is devoted to the rest of the races of
the rest of recorded history. Yes.
They're racist.
You're going to want a pencil and some paper to take notes.
As one who has unfortunately read the Silmarillion twice.
Why?
Because I didn't fucking get it the first time, I needed help. Yeah,
well, it's like reading a textbook. I'm surprised you got through it. I fell asleep.
I got through it because I was what is Feanor going to do with these dumbass jewels? And then I got to the end of it and I was like, I still don't know. I still don't know what happened.
As it turns out, not
nothing.
Much.
Fucking stupid.
It's like reading the Bible with elves. That's it.
Yes.
Which, by the way, on its face, that doesn't sound terrible. Like, that sounds like a cool version of the Bible, honestly. I'd be all for that.
I turned the opposite cheek to those with slings and arrows and magic elves against
you. You mean to tell me you don't want to hear about the elven king Gil-galad and his magical trek throughout Middle Earth?
I absolutely do. If it's made in a show like The Witcher, absolutely I want to hear about that.
Yeah.
If it's written in a book like you read a history book,
here's how I know if it will fail, and this will be my last point, is if that show opens... If their theme opening is like opening a book, like a graphic of a book opening,
You
mean the show is trash.
You mean Between the Lions? That's what you're anticipating.
Yes, if it's like dun, 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 and you see a book open and then it's like a map of Middle Earth. Fuck that show.
You mean every Lord of the Rings movie started? Because that's exactly how they all started.
Ever. All right. If it starts that way.
All right. That's all the time that we have for Checkpoint AFK. If you're listening live at twitch.tv/checkpointxp, make sure you stick around, because at the top of the hour at 5 o'clock, Chad, producer Chad Double D, and Robbie are going to be hanging out here with you with the developers of Dead by Daylight, including Samination. The animator is going to also be hanging out, and Paulie Ester. Yep. It is a star-studded cast. You guys are going to want to stick around. That's coming up here on the channel at 5 p.m. And if you're listening on the podcast, make sure you head on over to twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Check out our archives of video on demand. It's going to be in there. We'll also have it posted over at our website, checkpointxp.com. Thanks so much for joining us for Checkpoint AFK. Checkpointxp.com is where you can find out more info about the show, tons of interviews from past episodes, and so much more. Again, that all lives over at checkpointxp.com. Stay up to date on all the latest by following us on social media. Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. And if you like the show, consider dropping by our Apple Podcast feed and giving us a rating and a review. We'll read it at the top of the show like we always do. Checkpoint XP is a production of Beasley Esports XP. For the Checkpoint XP crew, Weird Beard, Joe Sloan, and Norris Howard, my name's A. Bender. Keep listening.
Okay, bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.